talk about in specific, but good interview topics to be had here and some good news coming here from the hospital earlier this week. Bob, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Chuck.
Hey, glad to have you on board. Ashley, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good. Well, this is good news here that came out here, I think it was late Monday, early Tuesday, about the monoclonal antibody treatment, Ashley. This is a big treatment, even though we're waiting for the full-blown vaccine. This is certainly a bridge for a lot of our patients here, the way it sounds.
Yeah, you are correct. Definitely very exciting for us to be able to offer this new emergency use medication treatment. The monoclonal antibody, it's called bamlanivimab. It's been approved for emergency use for patients who have tested positive for COVID-19, who have mild to moderate symptoms, they are early in their disease, and who also have criteria that meets them to be at higher risk for developing worsening symptoms of COVID-19 and potentially, you know, having a higher risk of having hospitalization. So this medication is used to be given early on, so that way we can make sure that we're preventing those patients from, you know, progressing into those complications and avoiding hospitalization.
So how are these patients then identified, and how does the treatment work, Ashley?
So patients are going to be identified by one, you know, the provider is going to be the one that's going to be assessing if the patient, you know, if they've tested positive, they have those high risk criteria. Those things include age. So patients that are greater than 65, patients who have a BMI greater than 35, patients who have immunocompromised disease, patients with chronic kidney disease and or diabetes. That is one subset of patients that meet the criteria for receiving the medication. We're also needing to look at the days of onset of symptoms. That is super important when ensuring that we are providing this to the right patients at the right time. If patients are already past, you know, 7 to 10 days of symptom onset, then the medication has not been shown to be as effective. It's most effective when given early on when symptoms have started in that 3 to 7-day window of post-symptom onset.
So what does the treatment entail, Ashley?
So the treatment entails it's an hour infusion. We have a designated infusion center that's just dedicated for COVID patients to come in and receive this. Patients will be coming through our emergency room entrance, and they will be greeted by someone who will be making sure that we have a procedure mask for them, and we will escort them back to this designated area. We have a designated RN, so that designated nurse is going to be providing the care for these patients. Following that one-hour infusion, patients will be staying to be monitored. We actually will be doing continuous vitals monitoring on these patients during the infusion and after the infusion, because the most common side effects are side effects that are related to, you know, just infusion-related, so flu-like symptoms, a rise in your temperature, so we'll be monitoring for that. Hypotension, which is a decrease in your blood pressure, so we'll be monitoring that. Other side effects have been nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. So we just want to make sure that when we are monitoring these patients that they are safe to go home before we do have them leave.
Now, here just a few days ago, we had CEO Bob Wright joining us talking about the vaccinations and specifically the Pfizer freezer and other equipment that was coming in. It sounds like you guys are getting ready, and now it sounds like you also have a couple of more companies mentioning the possibility of high efficiency and high effectiveness vaccines. Talk a little about, I guess, maybe the development of the vaccination site, Ashley.
Yeah, so you are right. There's been a lot of information coming out related to the Pfizer vaccination, the Moderna vaccination. Both of these vaccines require special storage and handling. And so we have been working on obtaining those ultra-low freezers. And so we did receive our ultra-low freezer last week that will be able to store these vaccines at that appropriate temperature level of, you know, minus 80 degrees Fahrenheit. These freezers have been uniquely designed to keep the heat out, reducing frost, and ensure that these temperatures are maintained while we are storing these vaccinations. We are in our early stages of, you know, looking at operationalizing the COVID-19 vaccination. It's really important to recognize that these vaccines, when we do receive them, there is a second dose that needs to be repeated. So one of them is 21 days after the first dose. Another vaccine is 28 days. So we need to make sure that patients are aware of that and that they are being scheduled and coming back to receive that second vaccination.
So how many vaccinations can one special fridge house, Ashley?
So the freezer's pretty big, and right now we are. It should be able to hold up to about 16,000 vaccines. So we definitely have the capabilities to store a large quantity if needed.
Indeed. Bob, how busy have you been here over the last really week or so since we talked with you last?
It's been a very busy week. Just, again, judging from the inpatient census, I'll start there. We've averaged 11.4 COVID patients in-house for the last 7 days. The prior seven-day period, it was just under five. And the week prior to that, it was just under four. So it more than doubled in the last week from the previous week's high.
And you were at staff-based capacity at least a couple of times last week.
Yeah, it's the nursing staff and the ancillary staff that are taking care of those patients have been running pretty fast. We have had a few staff out on quarantine because of not necessarily contact here, but contact in the community. So that's impacted as well. But everybody's been stepping up and giving us extra hours and extra shifts to make sure we can cover those patients.
Yeah, the strain has been great on medical professionals. There's no doubt about that. What about your testing numbers you've been seeing, Bob?
Well, the last 14-day period, so we do a running 14-day total. So over the last 14 days, we've seen a 41% positive rate on testing. We've averaged 73 tests a day over that period. So it's been really heavy, primarily at the drive-through location, but Express Care is not far behind because we operate, obviously, Express Care every day of the week for 9 hours, where the drive-through is weekdays, a half day. So the volume of testing has been very high, and unfortunately the positivity rate has been much higher. 4 weeks ago we were at 11% positive test rate, and we're starting to see some delays in turnaround times from Quest, and I understand that that's the same with the KDH knee labs. They're getting a little bit backlogged.
Yeah, the return times on the testing, we had Jennifer Milburn on earlier, and they have almost doubled in time here the past week just due to the surplus of tests that have been set in. So, did you say, Bob, 41% positive rate right now?
That's correct. Now, I understand we're testing symptomatic patients where the health department does some screenings.
Okay.
And as does ESU and the plants. So when they're doing those rapid tests, that's really just a screening to take a temperature of what that particular population is seeing in the way of growth in the positivity rate. We're being referred patients that are already at least have one of the criteria of many. I think it's probably 15 by now, but at least they have one of those that would indicate they're potentially COVID positive.
Are you adjusting and adapting any of your plans here for the surge, specifically when it comes to when it comes to bed space and staffing here of those cases?
We've reached out to try to obtain some contract staff. Obviously, we're not alone, so it is difficult to get them. We have our first group coming in December. I'm not sure exactly when in December yet. And we're still reaching out to the staffing agencies to see if we can get more. Our intent would be, once we have sufficient staffing, to reopen the what we'll call the COVID unit on the third floor, that 8-bed unit that we had used in the past. It's not as efficient as having the patients on the floor, but we've got so many now that if we can get that staff, we're going to reopen it, just because it's, again, easier for staff to have all the COVID patients in one location.
Well, how many more can you accept there, Bob? I mean, how close are we to a breaking point here with these kind of numbers and the surge we have been seeing, which has been, these numbers that really have been skyrocketing here the past 3 weeks?
Yeah, it's not slowing down, and because the areas around us are seeing the same thing, until this cools off a bit. But, we're going to take all we can take, and if there's nowhere to transfer them, then Again, we'll probably have to keep them down in the ER until beds are available or we're able to transfer those patients. We've been fairly successful in proactively finding places for transfer. Certainly LifeSave has a dispatch system that helps us tremendously. So when we tell them we've got a patient we'd like to transfer, they're out ringing the doorbells of all the area facilities to find us a bed, which has been helpful. And then we did get an email yesterday from the hospitals in Wichita that have some bed availability, but we just need to make sure we're on top of it and get first on the list.
Well, Bob, Ashley, thank you very much for the updates. Looking forward here to, you know, the at least the positive side of things here with the new treatments coming in, everything getting ready for the vaccination side. And we really appreciate all the work that you're doing here to keep everybody healthy as this surge really continues to unfold.
Okay, well, thank you, guys, and stay safe.
Yeah, thank you both. Appreciate
you
your time,
yeah,
Ashley. Thank
you. Have a great day.
You too. That is Ashley Edwards, who's the pharmacy director at Newman Regional Health, and Bob Wright, Newman's CEO, with us here on the 805 Newscast.
KVOE News Time, 826. We're currently sitting at 58 degrees with windy conditions and more breezy conditions through the day today. Stay tuned. There is more news to come from the 24-hour KVOE Newsroom.
Black Friday deals are available now at Geon Showcase. Find huge savings on items store-wide. Upgrade your family night and step up game nights with a Black Friday hot buy. A 7-piece game table and chair set for $8.99, regularly priced at $2,200. Serve holiday refreshments in style on a new